Business and Your Money on The Standard. I'm David Brown. You know, it's really rather difficult to separate a story we were talking about earlier from the story we're going to talk about now, because while, yes, school finance reform is one of the priorities for Texas House and Senate leaders this session, you won't get very far with school finance reform if you can't figure out how to pay for it. Yet, with the money question still unsettled, Aaliyah Swaby of the Texas Tribune reports the upper chamber took a giant step forward toward overhauling what the state is willing to pay for when it comes to Texas schools, getting us closer to answering the what question, if not the how. Aaliyah, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
So what does this version of school reform look like? We're talking about school finance reform. We're really talking about what lawmakers are willing to pay for, I suppose.
Right. So this version of a school finance bill would increase funding per student. And that's a number that hasn't changed in 4 years. So that's a significant change. It would give full-time teachers and librarians a $5,000 pay raise. It would fund a free full-day pre-K for low-income students and other eligible students. And it would, it has a couple of mechanisms in there to lower the school district portion of Texans' tax bills.
Very interesting. So what sort of feedback are you hearing from both lawmakers and for advocates of public schools in Texas?
So the vote last night was 26-2. Mm. And three senators decided to abstain from the vote. So they were present, not voting. And, you know, all of the five who either didn't vote or voted no were all Republicans, which is interesting.
Very interesting.
I think there was not consensus on the bill, in part because it was such a rushed process. The Senate ended up taking it up late, revising it late, and then forcing members to take a vote on it without an official analysis of how it would affect members' schools. And, you know, that's a big part of how lawmakers vote the way they do, is they take votes based on, you know, how is my school district, the school district in my region, going to be affected by this bill? And they weren't really able to do that because there was no official analysis available for the bill.
But I think getting back to another point that you were making about that vote, which was 26 yeas to 2 nays with 3 mm-hmm. abstentions, bipartisan support for this.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of Democrats did try and change the bill. So there's some kind of controversial parts of it, including merit pay, tying, some parts of the funding formula to or giving bonuses to schools that show good academic performance for third graders based mm-hmm. off of some sort of test score. And that has been pretty controversial. The House hasn't included that in its version of school finance, but the Senate is pretty determined, and at least Senate Republicans are pretty determined to have that in the final version of the bill.
That's something. Forgive me for interrupting, but that issue of measuring student performance, I know that there has been some controversy about whether to adjust how students take standardized tests. Is that what you're referring to, or is that a separate issue?
So that's yet another issue that has seen some debate over the last week or two. The Senate has changed the way that students would take standardized tests. So it would break the tests up into smaller chunks, change it to be administered online, and would add some writing provisions in there mm-hmm. that don't currently exist. And I think that's partly what has made, some parents and teachers worried and upset about what it would look like in a final version.
Well, at this point, the House and Senate still have to negotiate their differences over how to put forward these teacher pay raises and among other differences that the two sides have. So there's a whole lot more work to go, and you can bet that Aaliyah Swaby is going to be following it for the Texas Tribune, texastribune.org. Aaliyah, thanks so much.
Thank you.